T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You guys are a part of Phase 2 reopening, correct?
We are, but I will also preface with that. We did receive essential status from the state for other essential businesses. So we were allowed to go into other essential businesses like Roswell Park, Evergreen Health Services, when everything got shut down. But now we're able to go back into residential homes and so on.
Understood. So explain exactly, do you guys have a store where people can go and buy things?
So we do, what we have is what we call an experience center. So people can come in and see and experience the technologies that are out there today. Anything from video conferencing to Sonos music to smart home technology. They call and they make an appointment and they can come in.
And can they buy things?
They can. So okay. If they needed even something as simple as a TV or an Apple TV, they could come in and purchase that.
But that wasn't allowed to be open. That aspect of the business wasn't allowed to be open, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So what are you guys doing to prepare? Are you planning on opening that aspect of the business come Phase 2 reopening?
Yes, we will. And things that we have done to prepare for Phase 2 is we have a conference room ability, video conferencing, that's available for someone to rent or use. So we've removed half those chairs. We've social distanced those tables. We have, of course, with masks available, we have all the PPP equipment there, sanitizing wipes, so on and so forth.
And is it frustrating at all that you couldn't open that aspect of your business? So say you couldn't sell a TV to someone, but someone could go to Walmart and buy a TV.
Absolutely, right? The way that this all happened is you make these decisions to be in charge of your own destiny, and a lot of that was taken away from us. But that's also changed over time as well. But, right, a TV used to be a really big purchase for people where they would – they'd want to have that connection, but even over the last 5 or plus years, that's changed a lot. People get their TVs and their toilet paper at the same place. There's still frustration in the ability to not be able to open when others could.
But the saving grace was that you were able to you were still able to operate some of your business, not all, but some.
Absolutely, yeah. So when that first came, when Governor Cuomo had closed the 50% one day, 75%, and then 100%, you could actually email the state and explain what you did, and they could present you with some essential status. And that did allow us to hobble along during that time, and for that I'm quite appreciative.
So now that you will be allowed, once Phase 2 reopens, now that you will be allowed into residential homes, are you at all concerned about safety measures of workers going into these homes?
We ask our clients how they've been feeling and those same 3 questions. We check our employees each day to make sure that they're also feeling well and that they haven't been exposed. Our team knows they have wipes and everything, Clorox wipes in each of our vans. They're wearing masks. So we're being as safe as we possibly can. And then we just keep reiterating that each week at our weekly meeting.
How much will the additions of going into residential places and also opening up your the experience part of your business, how much will that impact actual business?
Well, I think that gets us back to some semblance of normalcy is a great thing. I also think that since people have been stuck at home for so long, they understand and appreciate the investment in the ability to have music outside, or how important it is to upgrade their Wi-Fi, because where maybe one person was on before, now kids are doing schooling from home, parents are doing video conferencing from home, so they're, I think that people are ready to make some investment into their homes so that they can be more productive.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add, anything that the audience should know?
Not that I can think of. I guess just, you know, I do have one. If we could just remind people that this has been the biggest punch gut check for small local businesses, and just to support their local communities wherever they are. It's more essential than ever before to make a, sometimes just make a little bit extra effort, whether it's curbside pickup or purchasing a TV, to shop local to keep us alive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.